This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in our deen, in our religion, there is great emphasis upon accountability. That we are going to have to bear the consequences of our deed, and we are going to answer with regard to the choices and with regard to the deeds that we do in this world. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said, "Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu." Take account of your deeds before Allah Ta'ala take account of your deeds, and weigh your deeds before your deeds are weighed by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is made mention by one of our great scholars, Maymoon bin Mihran, Rahmatullah alayhi, who said that a muttaqi, a person who fears Allah, is more severe in taking account of his deeds than a tyrant ruler and a stingy spouse. And we all know that a stingy spouse will take a cent account. Where did you spend this money? Where did you go and take this money? In even more than that, a muttaqi takes account of his deeds. In our history, there was a very great scholar by the name of Abdullah Haris bin Asad. His name was Imam Muhaisibi. His whole name was Imam Muhaisibi, because he used to emphasize in his practice and in his speech with regard to taking account of your deeds. Hamare shariat mein جواب دہی اور محاسبہ پر بہت زور دیا گیا ہے کہ اپنے اعمال کے بارے میں آپ محاسبہ کرو کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے بارے میں سوال کرے گا قیامت کے دن. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے تھے کہ اللہ کے حساب لینے سے پہلے اپنا محاسبہ کرو. سو ٹیک اسٹاک اینڈ اکاؤنٹ آف یور ڈیڈز. ناؤ دیر آر ویریئس ایمفسس وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو وٹ ٹائپ اینڈ کیٹیگریز اینڈ فارمز آف اکاؤنٹبلٹی. Allah in the Holy Quran in Surah Ma'idah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. O you who believe, take account and fulfill your commitments, your agreements, your words, your promises. Why? In Surah Bani Israel, Innal ahda kana mas'oola. Allah will question you. Allah will question you about your commitments. Allah will question you about your promises. Allah will question you with regard to the agreements that you made. Aajkal to, you know, ajeeb zamana hai. We give our tongue and then we cut our tongue. We give our word, we go against our word. We make promises, we go against our promises. We make agreements, we go against our agreements. Allah Ta'ala tells us, Innal ahda kana mas'oola. یہ معمولی چیز نہیں ہے. جو آپ نے عہد کیا, جو آپ نے وعدے کیے, اس کے بارے میں قیامت کے دن سوال ہوگا. اللہ will question you with regard to your commitments and your promises and your agreements. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us in Surah Bani Israel, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُعَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. You're seeing, your hearing, your thoughts, اس کے بارے میں سوال ہوگا. Allah will question you on the day of قیامت. آپ اپنے جو آپ دیکھتے ہو, اپنے یہ سب جو آپ نے سنا اور جو آپ سنتے ہو, اس کے بارے میں اللہ تعالیٰ آپ سے سوال کریں گے کہ آپ نے کیا دیکھا, کہ آپ نے کیا سنا. Allah will question you with regard to each and every aspect of what you see. Look at the word, kana anhu mas'oola. Allah will question you on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, all our ni'mats, all our favors Allah ta'ala gives us, Allah will question us on the day of Qiyamah. Surah Takathur mein hai, thumma latus'alunna yawma idhin 'anil na'im. Jo kuch ni'matein Allah Ta'ala ne aapko di hai, Allah Ta'ala ne jo kuch hame diya hai, uske bare mein sawal aur hisab hoga. This ayat is a very amazing, you know, verse. There's an incident behind it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day went out of his house when it was very, you know, normally a time when people in Arabia never used to go out. It was right at the time of Qailula, because in the very hot Arabian summer, that time people used to rest, because it used to be very hot and people used to rest. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came out of his house. Umar radiallahu ta'ala came out of his house. They all three met and they said, why have we come out? They asked one another, they said, bhook ki wajah se hum nikle apne ghar se. Because of hunger, we came out of our houses. So he said, no one had food in the house. Let us go to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari. He was known to be very hospitable. Wo mehman nawaz tha. Unke ghar pe pahuncha. When they came to his house, he became very happy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, Abu Bakr came, Umar came. So he had a small lamb and he cut that and he told his wife, you got flour, make some bread, make some roti. And while they were doing that, he presented before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam three types of kajur. Right? One is rutab, fresh kajur. One is tamar, which is dry kajur, which many times we bring from Makkah, Medina. And one is busar. When you go to the date market, you see something that is half ripe, half dry. That is known as busar. So he put three types of kajur in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked. And then by that time, after they set the food got ready, and then before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go and give Fatima, she hasn't eaten for 3 days. 3 days she hasn't eaten. Ya Allah. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after they ate, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam rone lage. Aur Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya kaha? Busarun wa tamarun wa rutabun wa khubthun wa lahmun. Allah gave you three types of kajur. Allah gave you meat. Allah gave you bread. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read this ayat. Uske bare mein sawal hoga qiyamah ke din. Allah will question you about these favors on the day of Qiyamah. We eat, we don't even worry what we are eating. Kabhi hum Allah Ta'ala ke shukar bhi nahi karte. We never even thank Allah. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will question you about what you eat on the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected brothers, this is a sense of accountability that Islam has taught us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about our deeds, whatever we do. That's why I read the ayat, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whatever little good you do, you will see it in front of you. Whatever evil you do, an iota of evil, an atom of evil, you will see it in front of you on the day of Qiyamah. Apne amal ke bare mein hisab hoga Qiyamah ke din. Jo kuch apne yahan pe kiya, uske bare mein sawal hoga. Surah Zilzal mein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farmate hain, ke rai ke barabar bhi, apne badi ya achai ki, aap usko samne paoge qiyamat ke din. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says in Surah Kahf, ma li hadhal kitab la yughadiru saghira wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. When human being sees his deeds on the day of qiyamat in front of him, he sees his good deeds, his evil deeds, his minor deeds, his major deeds, what will he say? Ma li hadhal kitab, ye kaise hisab hai? What type of hisab is this? La yughadiru saghira wala kabira. Ek cheez ko nahi chora. It has not left anything. It has not left anything small. It has not left anything minor. It has not left anything major. Illa asaha. Sab Allah Ta'ala ne jama kar rakha hai. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered it. That is our hisab that is going to take place with regard to each and every aspect of our life. My dear respected brothers, this is a reality. We will not be able to get away with it. We think that this world is the only world. We can do whatever we want and there is no accountability. No, there is going to be accountability. And you know, in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us The first deed Allah will question you about on the day of Qiyamah will be Salat. أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. Salat ke bare mein sabse pehle sawal hoga. The first thing Allah will question you about the day of Qiyamah, did you perform your Salah? Right? And this jawabdahi and this accountability and answering for our deeds, my dear respected brothers, understand this, is not only a requirement of deen, an aspect of our aqidah. And we find that in, for example, in Iman Mufassal, one of it, wal yawm al akhir, amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusuli wal yawm al akhir, wal yawm al akhir. So we believe in the day of accountability is not only an aqidah, it's a logical and it is a necessity. It's a logical necessity. Qiyamat ko hona, ye sirf deeni zarurat nahi, balki akli zarurat hai. Let me give you two quick examples with regard to it. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us that whatever Allah created for us, you see this accountability, sometimes you make a joke with regard to it, that at the time of, you know, end of the financial year, the accountant is going to see that we do a proper account for SARS, for the income tax. And they say, accountant is he who solves a problem you didn't know you had. An accountant is a person who solves a problem you didn't know you have, in a way you don't understand. That's an accountant. More than that, Allah is going to take question about our deeds on the day of Qiyamah. And this is not only a religious requirement, it is a logical requirement. Let me give you two reasons why it's a logical requirement. One is, look at Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala says that He has created the entire universe for human beings. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. Allah Ta'ala نے سارے کائنات کو انسان کے لئے Allah Ta'ala نے پیدا کیا. The entire kainat, entire world, and everything Allah has created for our benefit. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. Now look at our life. Our life is how much? 70, 80 years. If someone comes to 70, 75, we say they had a good innings. Now, that is our reality. And look at our life. When we are small, many a times it goes away in play. When we are young, all the time we are taking pride in our achievements, in our strength, in our pride, in our ego. When we become old, then we are aches and pains. We can't do what we had previously done. And we take pride the way Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran and other places, we take pride in our children, in our wealth. Now, can you imagine, did Allah Ta'ala create the entire universe for that 70, 80 years of your life? Did Allah Ta'ala create the entire universe and everything, the whole system of Allah Ta'ala for 70, 80 years of your life? The short span of our life makes the year after a logical necessity. That Allah Ta'ala couldn't have created the entire world only for 70, 80 years. Allah Ta'ala created it because you are going to live another life. And you are going to give hisab for your life. And then Allah is going to give you Jannat and Jahannam forever. So that is the short span of our life in this world makes the year after a necessity. A necessity. And the Urdu poet has said, Jo kelo me tune larakpan gamaya, to bad mastiyo me jawani gamayi. تو اب غفلتوں میں برہاپا گمایا تو بس یہی سمجھ کہ پوری زندگانی گمائیں. Our whole life, is that Allah Ta'ala created this entire universe for a little bit of our life? That means that there is a greater existence, and that is akhirat. Another logical example, اور یہ بھی بہت, you know, سمجھنے کی چیز ہے. We see in this world, many a times people who do evil, they get away with murder. Literally, they're getting away with murder in South Africa. They kill people, they extort people, they kidnap people. And many of them are Muslims, aliyadu billah. Muslimano ke naam ke saath. They kidnap people, etc. And they get away with it. They make money. They live an apparent life of comfort. I use the word apparent very, very deliberately because I don't think Allah Ta'ala give them chain and sukoon. Allah will never give them tranquility. And Allah will never give them comfort in this world. But they do it, they get away with it. And sometimes a pious person trying to live a life of honesty, life, live a life of piety, live a life of righteousness, and he finds it difficulty on every corner. Now, this goes against that this, it does not befit Allah Ta'ala's attribute of justice. How can people who do evil get away with it scot-free? How do people who do righteous deeds, they do not get rewarded? So Allah Ta'ala says there has to come a day. Jo log hum kabhi dekhte hai ki log burai karte hai aur jo na aaram ki zindagi guzar rahe hai aur jo neki kaam ke kaam kar rahe hai wo mushkil se jo na unke zindagi ka guzar ho raha hai to ye kaise ho sakta hai ki ye Allah Ta'ala ke jo na adal hai to wo din zarur aayega jo Allah Ta'ala insaaf farmayega logo ke darmiyan. And look at how Allah puts it in the Holy Quran. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْعَمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمَلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَلَا الْمُسِيءُ قَلِيلًا مَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Those who do righteous deeds and those who do evil deeds, they are not equal. Don't you think about it. When you think about it, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Kya musalman mujrim ke barabar ho sakta hai? Can a person who do righteous deeds be equal to a person who is doing evil? Think about it. When you think about it, what will you come to the conclusion? Inna sa'ata la'atiya la rayba fiha. The day has to come when Allah Ta'ala will reward those who do good deeds and Allah Ta'ala will punish those who do evil deeds. Ye sirf din hi zarurat nahi hai, aql hi zarurat hai. The day of qiyamah and muhasaba ye hona hi hai. It has to happen. That is why, and let me conclude with this, how the Sahaba and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to worry about muhasaba. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day Sahaba came and said, Ya Rasulullah, you're becoming old. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Surah al-Mursalat and Surah Hud and Surah Waqiyah has made me old. In this is all mention of Akhirat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu one day went out for Gush, and when he went out for Gush, he saw a woman who was very, very hungry. She had no food. And when she had no food, she said, May Allah destroy Amirul Mu'minin Umar. We are hungry and he hasn't taken care of us. So Umar said, how must Umar know about your hunger? So she said, if Umar doesn't know about our hunger, wo Amirul Mu'minin kaise bane? Why did he become an Amirul Mu'minin? Why did he become our leader? Umar went to the Baytul Mal, picked up a sack of flour, put it on his back. His servant Aslam said, Oh Umar, we'll pick it up. What did Umar say? Will you pick up my burden on the day of Qiyamah? Qiyamah mein aap mere sawal ka jawab aap doge ya main dunga? Look at that aspect of worrying about accountability. Hazrat Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi ke bare mein likha hai that one night, whole night he cried reading this ayat, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Almighty being who takes account of each and every aspect of our deed, save Nu'man from the fire of the day of Qiyamah. Brothers, in conclusion, we all have to worry about our accountability. We all have to worry about how we are going to give account of our deeds, because that is a reality. And whoever and whatever you do, you will have to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make it easy. May Allah make our deeds such that inshallah we will be rewarded. And may Allah Ta'ala keep us away from doing things that will lead towards a very frightening or punishment. And therefore we must constantly make this dua, Allahumma hasibni hisabi yasira. O Allah, make our account and our deeds and our accountability easy, and do deeds that will lead to our accountability becoming easy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.